Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kids. Hallelujah. With the kids. March out there, please. All the kids. March out there. Real quick. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Hurry. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. No, don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. Don't leave yet. You're going to help us out here. Praise the Lord. The kids are going to sing us a song they've been trying to learn. I'm sure you can pitch in. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what, these kids, I'll tell you what. When the Lord will be numbering the excellent among the excellent, they will be in the number. When the devil is marking his own, they will be absent.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When the devil is marking the robbers, the rapists, they will be absent. Where evil is determined by the ordinances of the holy watchers and the alerters, in the name of Jesus, they will not be there. When stray bullets, Kariba Sande Bakuri, help me somebody. When stray bullets, flying arrows, the presence of the Lord will be a shield unto them in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says, me and the children the Lord has given me, they shall be for signs. They shall be for wonders. It is imperative. It is imperative that the children heed the word of the Lord in their heart. That is why I have decided and devoted. So that these kids know the word. So that it can stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are the kids marching this morning? Are you ready, kids? I want all of you parents, if you know this song, listen. If you don't know it, dance as the children come forward. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Leading the whole crew on the J team is Kiama. And on the C team, I see children. Okay. 1, 2, go. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord. I want somebody to come. Thank you. Let me shut them all up. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. We thank God for what He's doing in the life of these young ones. You have no idea. You know, if the Lord tarries, what these kids have to contend with in this generation. What they have to contend with. So, please, every time, not just the teenagers, imagine if in 10 years, if the Lord tarries 10 years, how old will this 3-year-old be? How old will this 4-year-old be? They'll be teenagers. Right now in school, they're teaching them stuff that you cannot imagine that they want to teach them. So we have to teach them the difference. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Heavenly Father, worship and adore you. We thank you for the opportunity you have afforded us to be called sons and daughters of the King. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us when we cannot cover ourselves. We really cannot cover ourselves. But because you said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and because you signed and sealed this in your blood, we can boldly say, that which the Lord has spoken, it shall surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, as we approach this subject, I pray, Lord, you establish the word in the hearts of these children to know who they believe, what they believe. You know, so that in it all, your name may be glorified, and your name may be exalted among them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off Proverbs 25:12. Proverbs 25:12. Is somebody back there? It said, I'm sorry, 2. I didn't mean to say 12. 2. It said, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out the matter. Amen. Sometimes God conceals things, and look, what was he talking about? What does he mean? Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. He says, the church, Ephesians 2, 20, the church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. In relation to traditional architecture, they define a cornerstone as such. A cornerstone is traditionally the first stone laid in a structure with all other stones laid in reference to that stone. Amen? That's the first stone that is laid. And every stone is laid in reference to that. So a cornerstone marks the geographical location by orienting the building in a specific direction. Jesus Christ is our cornerstone. And we are to orientate in that specific direction. Hallelujah. 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 Anything short of that, there are so many gods who call themselves God. But we know there's only one God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. This morning, the Godhead and water baptism. Why? Some of the teenagers came across asking me questions. They said, because his younger brother said this, this, and that. I said, you make sure you come today. Who is Jesus? I'm going to ask Peculia. John 1:1. Peculia.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Praise ye the Lord. Joseph. John 1:1. And add this.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Hallelujah. The Word dwells among us. And that Word is Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. Adoma, you have a mic on you. 1 Timothy 3:16.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. 1 Timothy 3:16.
Sorry. All right. On this stage, we didn't have time to rehearse this. Actually, those two scriptures, you don't need to put them up because these kids had memorized it. Those two first two scriptures. So please help me grab some chairs and put them on the stage for these my young adults. Amen. Team J over there and Team C over here. Hurry up quickly. Hallelujah. Team J and Team C. Don't worry about it. So the tech guy, please don't put up those two scriptures. When I start preaching, you can put up whatever I want. But these ones I'm asking the kids, don't bother to put it up. Huh? Come on, go sit down. Yeah, we really didn't have any time to rehearse at all. Praise you, the Lord. But the kids have... Awesome. All right, I'm going to start all over again. All right, Peculiar. John 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen. Joseph.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:1 and John 1:14a.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Precious. 2 Timothy 3:16.
And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached out to the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and revised up into glory.
Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. 1 Timothy 3:16.
Praise ye the Lord. Ha! John 1:1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Noye, do you remember John 1:1? You do? Asa.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. It is imperative that these children know who and who they believe. Amen. Very important. Hallelujah. Because they're going to go to school and they tell them there's Hare Krishna, there's Muhammad, there's Buddha, there's this and that. There are only one person was the Word that was made flesh that dwelt among us. And his name is what? Jesus! Amen? Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm simplifying this on account of the children, for those of us who are PhDs and what have you. So bear with us. Amen. I want, we say great is the mystery of godliness. What's another, how would you define mystery? Something mystery. Go ahead.
Question or an adventure? Like
question. She says a question. How would you define a mystery?
Like an adventure.
An adventure?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Anybody on this side? What's a mystery? It's a mystery. Yes, Ikena.
A secret?
It's a secret, okay? Oh, you have a mic.
Puzzle?
A puzzle. You have another word for mystery? Riddle? Huh? You have a word for puzzle, for mystery? What's the word?
To solve problems.
To solve is a problem you got to solve. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is important because when the Bible says great is the mystery of godliness, it means there's a mystery concerning it. And that's why we read the first scripture. Man has to delve into it to understand what the mystery is. Hallelujah. There is no greater, when we read Timothy, Proverbs 25:2, there's no greater explanation for something that was hid than the birth of Jesus. Amen? Nothing greater. Because how can you explain that God was made flesh among us? God who created the universe. All of us know this story. In a manger. And here was baby Jesus being carried by his earthly mother, Mary. Who really was carrying who? Was Mary carrying God? No. That baby was carrying Mary. Can somebody say amen? Can somebody say amen? Great is the mystery of godliness. Praise the Lord. The kids gave us a couple of synonyms for the word mystery. Enigma, a conundrum, a riddle, a problem, a puzzle. That when you, in the natural sense, it's hard for you to put two and two together. His birth was foretold hundreds and thousands of years before he was born. Isaiah 7:14. Could you put it up, please? Somebody back there. Isaiah 7:14. Did he go to sleep on me? Hallelujah. He said, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. He said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, meaning God with us. God who created the whole universe decided to come and dwell with us, to redeem us to himself. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 9:6. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Amen. The government shall be upon his shoulder. The government of the entire universe, the galaxies upon galaxies, will be upon his shoulder. Hallelujah. Shall call him the Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Can somebody say amen? Praise ye the Lord. Micah 5:2. He said, thou Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting, to everlasting. He has been before time was. Praise ye the Lord. That was Jesus. You know, the mystery, even the disciples had a challenge understanding it. Amen? What did the disciples say to Jesus? He said, Matthew 16, 13 through 16. He said, who do you, my disciples? Who do men say I am? Tell me. Matthew 16, 13. He said, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? In other words, what do you hear them saying who are, that I am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? You guys, you've been following me for 12. Who do you say I am? And Simon Peter said, answered, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. I told them, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this, but my Father. Upon the revelation of who Jesus is. Amen. Upon the revelation of who Jesus is, that's the basis of the foundation of our belief system. Hallelujah. We see the same reference in Mark 8:29, Luke 9:20, making the same thing. But there's a part I'm going to read to us. Let's get to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, I'm going to read 1 through 14. So bear with me, because the whole discourse that Jesus starts putting together, so we better understand. For those, I'm reading this because there are a lot of young men came yesterday or the other day asking me questions, and these young folks have to know who Jesus is. So let not your heart be troubled. Believe in me, in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. When he says he goes to prepare a place for you, it's a sure banker. Those of you who used to play pool in those days. It's a sure banker. I think, take it to heaven. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Verse 4, keep going. Keep going, please. And whither I go, ye know, and the way I go, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither you goest, or how can we know the way? 6, Jesus said unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I'm going to verse 7. If ye have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Listen to what he said, kids. He said, show us the Father. He said, you have seen him. You have seen him. Philip goes to say this question. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. And Philip said, look, Jesus, all this stuff you're saying, just tell us for real. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Verse 9. Go ahead, please. Verse 9. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long with you, and yet you have not known me? Philip, what? You mean you have not known me all this while? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How seest thou? Show us the Father. I mean, Philip is saying, show us the Father, and we'll be okay. I've been with you this long, you don't know that I am the Father? That's what he's saying. Believest not thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Praise ye the Lord. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Else, believe me for the work's sake. Very, very, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and greater works, because I go unto the Father. The ability, the wherewithal, the name that woke the devil was the name of Jesus. The name that woke the devil. You can go and pray in the name of God. That's not a name. If I ask Ikena, Ikena, where's your daddy? He's over there somewhere, right? Daddy, are you there? Okay, that's your daddy. Is daddy your daddy's name? Ah, he got it. So what's your daddy's name?
Amara.
Ah, praise ye the Lord. The name of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise ye the Lord. That is the name that warped the devil. He said the demons trembled at the sound of that name. If you're having a nightmare, when the devils hear Jesus, woo, they begin to shake and quiver. Remember? One of them who, he said, have you come to destroy us before that? They know who he was. They know Jesus. And that's how we're establishing this to the children. One thing that confused a lot of folks, which we'll move into shortly. I want to read something. John chapter 3 verse 13. John chapter 3 verse 13. He said, and no man had ascended unto heaven but he that came down from heaven. Now Jesus was talking to his disciple. Hear this. Even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Hallelujah. So you are telling me Jesus was talking to his disciple like my dear bro Maxwell is talking here. Huh? And then Jesus is saying, you know what? I'm here talking to you. I'm also in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a mystery. But that is the name that is given above every other name. That are the name of Jesus. Every knee bow. Both in heaven and on earth. They will bow. Thank you, Jesus. You know, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Matthew 28, 19. It is imperative that we follow the precepts. These are one of the foundation and cornerstone of this assembly, of this church, of the Gospel of Jesus. When Jesus told the disciples, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, next verse. Is he there? Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Some people get confused when he says, go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those are just titles. Just like I asked Ikena, I said, well, show me your father. He talked to him. He said, that's him. Those are titles that God chooses to manifest himself in. But the physical body that he created for us to know him, that he can relate to us, is Jesus. He said, therefore, a virgin shall bring forth. In Matthew, he said, I should call his name Jesus. The name was given before he was born. Andrew. I think in one of the Gospels, Jesus was gathering his disciples. Andrew said, we've seen the Messiah, which is called Jesus. And then he said, show him to us. I think it's Luke. Luke chapter 14. Thirteen. 2:28. No, it's not that one. Sorry. I'll get back to it. When Jesus was calling disciples, he said, "We have seen Jesus, which is called the Christ." So the name of our God, his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the name of our God. Just like you say, you've heard some people call themselves Sir Winston Churchill. So the name of our God is Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That is the name of God. Bethel, that is the name of God that he manifests himself to us as. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It's a mystery. Sometimes the Lord goes back and forth. Looks like, why are you confusing us, Lord? That's what Philip was asking. You are getting us confused. Show us the Father. I said, have you been with me this long and you don't know me? When you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Once you have seen Jesus, you have seen God. Once you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. I cannot ask Ikenna. That's your daddy over there. When I see you, am I seeing your dad? No. But when you see Jesus, when you're seeing Jesus, you are seeing God. Praise ye the Lord. See, there is no other name. There's no other person that can redeem us from our sin other than God himself. So he had to come. Amen. So he was literally carrying Mary and not the other way around. It wasn't until his time to die. You couldn't do nothing about it. Praise the Lord. Now, he said, go ahead and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Let's see. There's nowhere in the scriptures. When the apostles understood this, when they executed that command, there's nowhere in the scriptures where you find the disciples baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Even praying in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Those are titles. The name that the demons of hell understand, that heavens bow for, that whoop the devil, is Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. That is it. So let's see. When the disciples Acts 2:38. When the disciples went ahead to begin to baptize people, how did they baptize? And Peter said unto them, this was after Jesus, this was Saint Peter who, when a lady, a maid, came to, "Are you one of them?" He said, "No." He said, Peter was scared. But on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came upon him, it was a totally, totally different person. Hallelujah. And when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you're a totally changed human being. Praise ye the Lord. And then Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive power. Ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." So, boom, first one. Next scripture, Acts 8:16. Nowhere do you see in any of these places did you find them, the disciples baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son, because those are titles. When Jesus told them to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, he was telling them, that's my name. Amen. 8:16, for as yet he was falling upon no man, upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Read through the story. I'm for brevity of time. Read through all those stories. Each time they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They could abbreviate, say they were baptized in the name of the Lord or the Lord Jesus Christ, but that's the name of God. Praise the Lord. Also, Acts 19:5. These disciples who gave their life to Isaiah, when they had heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, everywhere they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. The story of Cornelius, the first Gentile who gave his life to Jesus Christ. It's a very interesting story. When I was reading through this, I said, wow. The Bible says his alms, his givings, what he had done, the alms, it came off as a sweet-smelling oblation, sweet-smelling sacrifice. It's interesting that what you do, will never lose the reward. What you do for children of God, what you do for the kingdom, you never lose your reward. Praise ye the Lord. That's why I say, do good to all men, especially them of the household of faith. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So Cornelius, in fact, there's one. I think it was that 19:5. This disciple had been baptized unto John's baptism. And they said, they were asking, oh, unto what baptism were you baptized? He said, we're baptized unto John's baptism. Ah, he said, excuse me? You need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So they were rebaptized. My question is this. If you have been baptized in different other methodologies outside of this, do you need to be rebaptized? Yes. You need to be rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the name that is given above all that we can be saved by. That's the instructions that God gave us. That's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So in Acts chapter 10, let me just read verses 44 through 48. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 through 48. Peter saw this vision. He was, you know, was a strict Jew, didn't want to eat nothing that was unholy, on what have you. Jesus showed him a vision, and he was hungry. He was waiting for food to be prepared, and food was come. I saw a blanket of stuff, animals coming. He said, man, eat and drink. Eat. And I can't eat anything that is unclean. He said, call thou not unclean that which God himself has called clean. So Jesus now gave him instruction. I said, you know what? Just hold on. I'm going to send some people. So let's go. This was Cornelius. His alms came in as an offering. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them. While he was still witnessing to these disciples, Cornelius, the Holy Ghost fell on them. So it wasn't because he laid hands on them. Hand or hands, it wasn't because he laid hands on them. As they were speaking, the Holy Ghost fell down. So yes, you can receive the Holy Ghost without anybody laying hands on you. Amen. See, and verse 45, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verses 46. For they had heard them speaking with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, 47, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded that they be baptized in the name of the Lord. Again, so over and over and over again, we see the disciples who were with Jesus, who didn't understand this mystery, this puzzle, this riddle, this enigma, this conundrum, who didn't understand it, when they executed what God told them to do in baptizing, they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen? That is the name that whooped the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no place. If you look through the scriptures, there's no place where even when you get to the throne of God, there's no place where you find three thrones. God the Father sitting in one, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There's always one throne in heaven. And he that sat upon it was to be looked upon like sardine and a jasper stone. Woo! Praise ye the Lord. He had fire all over him. And when the disciples, the elders, they go 24/7. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Praise ye the Lord. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Revelation chapter 2, let me just read that as I round up. Verse 2 to 5. Revelation chapter 4, 2 to 5. Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2. So in heaven you not find three thrones. One. Revelation chapter 4, verse 2. Please. See, and Amelia was in the spirit, and behold, a throne. One throne was set in heaven. And one sat on the throne. Not two, not three. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was rainbow round about the throne, in sight like emerald. Every color of the rainbow on the throne. Praise ye the Lord. Verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning on the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Verse 11. And every trophy. Verse 11. When they were singing this, I say, wow. And thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Praise ye the Lord. So when they were singing that song, I said, wow, I had no idea they were going to sing that song. So when we get to heaven, you're not going to find three thrones. You're not going to find three people. If he wants to show himself three, that's his, you know, his prerogative. But the name he has given us, above every name, is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen? And this is through that name, wonders can be wrought. Deliverance can be wrought. In that name. No other name. Praise ye the Lord. No other name. If you don't understand this, this is why these children have to know. When they are, maybe the devil wants to tempt them with stuff, or wants to tempt them with, in their dream with nightmares and stuff, call Jesus. And they must begin to run away. That is why it's important that these young ones understand this. For those of us that are older, you may say, ah, it's not necessary, but I tell you what, you cannot save yourself. You cannot keep yourself. And I cannot keep myself. Praise ye the Lord. So, in conclusion, Daniel said, listen to this. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Say, the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You have to know who God is. If you don't know him, you have every opportunity, every day. If you don't know him, we call on you, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, guys. Now we're going to sing a song that these kids have learned. You ready to sing? Huh? All right. Let's stand up. A lot of times we use songs to teach these children stuff because we stick with it. You know, a lot of us, myself, for example, becoming a Christian, it's not because the day I gave my life to Christ. That was the day I gave my life to Christ. Certain seeds had been sown over the years. I was at Olivet Baptist High School. I didn't have Jesus as my Lord. I didn't know him as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But once every year, we had a revival service. People would come from the Baptist seminary. There was no school. They would teach us, you know, seeds were sown. Kirkpatrick used to come. They sing us songs. And with time, that's why we're doing what we're doing now. Praise ye the Lord. That's why we do. Because one waters another sows, the Lord gives it. And when it was the fullness of time, everything came together. And I gave my life. And all of you can say the same thing. Everything finally comes together. Hallelujah. And then it's not just that one day. Something along the line. Maybe somebody gave you a bottle of water. I said, God bless you. You went and somebody said, God bless you. I put a smile on somebody and said, God bless you. Just a smile. So I want to know him. And time and again. So that's why we are doing this. Praise ye the Lord. You ready to sing? Hallelujah. Which song are you going to sing for me? Mama, which song are you going to sing for me? Which song are you going to sing for me? Huh? Which song are you going to sing? You want to give us the chord? Give us the chord.
Lord,
Praise ye the Lord. Do you believe that there is one God? I said, do you believe that there is one God, the Almighty? Do you believe? I do believe that there is one God, the Almighty. And those who believe shall be separated and go up with him. Amen. That's the promise he gave us. Praise ye the Lord. Peradventure you are here and you have not tasted and seen this goodness of the Lord. We invite you to come and taste what these children are talking about. Hallelujah. Because in the mouth of babes and suckling, the Lord has perfected. Amen. Praise. If you're online, this, the kids are saying, is a witness to you. There's a record being kept. There's a record being kept of the testimonies of these little ones. The angels bearing record. So come and taste and see that the Lord is good. All you need to do is repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I really goofed. I'm sorry. Have mercy upon me and come into my life. Make a new one out of me. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Kids, you have to, can you give them a hand clap? We didn't have time to rehearse, but the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to invite the praise team back up here. You can get up. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can get up. Hallelujah. Give me the mic. Would you help me, please, take these chairs down, guys? Thank you. Hello. Praise you the Lord. Please, kids, I apologize. I want all of you to come down here. I'm going to ask if our grandpa here would pray for the kids. Reverend Abariku, I want you to pray for these kids. All of you come down here. I want you to pray for them. Yes, please. Praise you the Lord. I want you to pray for them. I know you care very much about all of them. Amen. I want you to pray for them that the Lord will keep them in the hour of temptation, whether they are middle school, whether they are elementary school, when they go to college. Praise ye the Lord. Sit down. All of you sit down right here. Right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, sit down. Sit down. All you young ones, whether you are in my green shirt or not, it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. Please help me pray for the kids. Hallelujah. Is everybody over here? Come on, Naye. Naye. Come. Come on, Naye. She was there. She expected me. She's royal. She's my royalty. Hey, don't sit down. Hallelujah. Sit down. All of us here, please stand up and stretch your hands to these children. I really mean all. I want you to pray with all your heart. What these kids will go, will have to face as they grow up, you have never faced it. That's why I want us to pray for them. Amen.
Let us pray.
Father, we stand in your presence. We lift up these young ones. Lord, we leave them before your presence. Our God, we look into our future. We look into the future of this ministry. We look into the future of our homes and of our lives. And Lord, we present these ones that you have given unto us as arrows flying into the future. Father, we present them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you bear them up in your mighty hands. Lord, we cast down every wind of adversity, every arrow of the enemy. Lord, we cast down every influence from the spirit world. Lord, from the wisdom of man. Every force, Lord, that would tamper with these ones and their future, we cast them down in the name of Jesus. Into your mighty hands, Lord, we commit each and every one of them. You gave them to us and you gave us your word. Lord, we hand them back into your hands. Bear them up. Guide them, Lord. Father, when we are with them and when we are not with them, thank you because you are the everlasting one. You are the eternity. Our salvation is in you. Our knowledge is in you. Our power is in you. Uphold them. Do that, Lord, which is according to your will. Yes, Lord, that they will speak with the enemy at the gates, and they will lift up the name of Jesus, and your name will be glorified. Thank you because of every seed that has been sown. Lord, you would multiply them, and you would make them to bring forth fruit in due time. Receive our praise. Receive our thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.